I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 28th. Quincy City Council has gone on record opposing a proposal on Beacon Hill that would allow the state's House and Senate districts to be redrawn before cities and towns can redraw their precinct lines. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci co-sponsored a resolution saying that local officials know their voting precincts best. State officials say they're being forced to redraw the districts now because of a delay in the results of last year's federal census. Data are not expected to be released until the end of September. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo agreed that her office is best suited to set up the new precincts and says that she's received no guidance from the state on the new voting districts. A plan to have the City of Quincy take over the Furnace Brook Golf Course has been delayed until September. Quincy City Council last week cut $400,000 from the budget that was requested to operate the golf course for the first 6 months of next year. Councilors said they wanted to hold neighborhood meetings about the plans for the golf course before moving ahead with the proposal. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker felt that that was an appropriate move. The golf course lease expires at the end of 2021, so councilors said they could add the money back into the budget later this year if it's determined that the city will take over the golf course. The total operating budget for the golf course would be about $800,000 per year. Quincy City Council unanimously opposed to a plan by the city to build a footbridge to Pine Island in Blacks Creek. Officials last week supported a resolution introduced by Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan, who said the proposed boardwalk serves no useful purpose. The Conservation Commission recently delayed taking any action on the boardwalk proposal, given local opposition to the plan. The first of three phases of a new residential development at the North Quincy T Station is complete. Last week, Governor Baker, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, and Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch cut the ribbon, officially opening the first of three new buildings in a development called The Abbey. Baker said the project will help alleviate the housing shortage in the greater Boston area. The first phase of The Abbey includes 218 apartments, 73% of which are already leased. Phase two, with 137 apartments, will open in September. The third and final phase, with 255 apartments, is set for completion in the fall of 2022. The American Red Cross holding a community blood drive in Quincy today. Hours are 1 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. A heat advisory is in effect for most of Massachusetts as the Boston area is heading for its second heat wave of the summer. The National Weather Service advisory went into effect at 11 o'clock yesterday morning and is expected to last until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The heat advisory covers all of Suffolk, Worcester, Middlesex, Essex, and Norfolk counties, as well as most of Plymouth, Bristol, Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampden counties. The South Coast, Cape, and Islands are not under the heat advisory, as well as Berkshire County and the western areas of Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampden counties. Boston's high yesterday was 89, but some spots hit 90. Temperatures are forecast to climb into the mid-90s. Today, the heat will come in concert with uncomfortable humidity. Dew points will climb through the 60s. Many towns around eastern and central Mass, this will be the second heat wave during the month of June. Boston has only had one other year with two heat waves occurring in June. That was 1941. Now, police have identified the man killed by Winthrop police after he allegedly crashed a stolen truck into a home and fatally shot two bystanders as 28-year-old Nathan Allen. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. District Attorney Rachel Rollins said Allen had written troubling white supremacist rhetoric and targeted the victims because they were black. 60-year-old Ramona Cooper, a staff sergeant in the Air Force who's still involved in the military, was shot three times in the back and died. Retired State Police Trooper Dave Green was shot four times in the head, three times in the torso. Rollins said police found Allen had various racist and anti-Semitic writings. Allen did have a license to carry a firearm. He later crashed the truck into a home, extensively damaging the building. Allen then climbed out the passenger window of the truck and unsuccessfully tried to carjack another driver. When Winthrop police arrived, they exchanged gunfire with Allen. He was shot multiple times by police and died. The city of Quincy is naming two roads after modern-day military generals with strong ties to the city. The city council recently voted to name two new roads being constructed as part of a new bridge and park project underway downtown, General McConville Way and General Joseph F. Dunford Drive. Joseph Francis Dunford Jr. was born in Boston and raised in Quincy. He's a retired Marine Corps four-star general, was with the 19th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump. James Charles McConville was born in Quincy and is an active U.S. Army general who is the 40th Chief of Staff of the Army. The $35.6 million General's Bridge project will ultimately honor seven generals from Quincy. A dedication is planned for September 11th. State Department of Transportation has scheduled a pair of virtual meetings to discuss plans to replace the Bourne and Sagamore bridges. Officials at the public information meetings tomorrow and Wednesday will present an overview of the proposed Cape Cod Canal Area Transportation Improvement Program, which not only includes replacing the two bridges across the Cape Cod Canal, but improving the approach road networks. The purpose of the meetings is to provide the public with the opportunity to become acquainted with the proposed project and to gather feedback. The state's policy concerning land acquisitions for the project will also be presented. The meetings involving the same topics will be held from 7 to 9 p.m. each night. The $1 billion effort to replace the bridges, both more than 80 years old, will be done in three phases, with construction not expected to start until 2025 at the earliest. Well, the economy parking garage at Logan Airport is blocked off, causing a parking crunch. Massport says there's no timetable for reopening it. Instead, the agency will cut the daily rate for the central garage. If you reserve a space online, you'll pay $25 per day, down from $39. Also, Logan Express tickets online will cost $9 each way instead of $12. Massport hopes those reduced prices will cut down on traffic at the airport, specifically at pickup and drop-off. The new rates take effect on July 1st. State Senate has approved legislation designed to create a more secure egg supply chain and raise the state's farm animal welfare standards to be on par with other states. The bill would upgrade Massachusetts' egg production law, created by a successful 2016 ballot question, to create predictability and certainty by mirroring even stronger National United Egg Producers cage-free guidelines. Supporters of the bill say those guidelines have been adopted by leading retailers, producers, and other states. Massachusetts voters in 2016 overwhelmingly passed what at the time was the strongest law for farm animals in U.S. history, known as Question 3. Since then, retailers, producers, and other states mandated even stronger standards in the shift to cage-free conditions for hens. The legislation passed by the Senate last week updates existing state law to meet the new standards. The bill has the backing of the animal welfare groups that supported the 2016 ballot question. The bill now heads to the House. After a sick raccoon became the Cape's first non-bat rabies case reported in over 8 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has implemented a strategy to capture and vaccinate raccoons. Per the USDA's direction, the Cape and Southeast Massachusetts Rabies Task Force says they're now looking for property owners who would allow wildlife biologists and technicians to access their property to live capture, vaccinate, tag, and release raccoons and other terrestrial rabies vectors on their properties. The task force is hoping to use the emergency trap vaccinate release campaign in Yarmouth, Brewster, Harwich, and Chatham. They've already started using the strategy in Dennis. Program started June 14th and will end July 1st. The case of rabies was identified following routine testing on a sick raccoon in Hyannis on June 10th. For the second year in a row, the Wellfleet Oyster Fest has been canceled. The annual event was supposed to happen on October 16th and 17th this year, but organizers say there's still too much uncertainty surrounding the pandemic and the safety of all vendors and guests. Thousands are drawn to the Oyster Fest every year. They say the Oyster Fest will return next year. The first drawing for five $1 million cash prizes in the Massachusetts Vax Millions Lottery is just about a month away. Baker Administration and the State Lottery announced that the first drawing will be Monday, July 26th. The subsequent drawings will continue every Monday through August 23rd. To qualify for all five drawings, residents must be fully vaccinated by July 22nd. At least one analysis has cast doubts on the effectiveness of state vaccine lotteries to boost vaccination rates. Residents who are between 12 and 17 years old and fully vaccinated before each drawing can enter to win one of five $300,000 scholarship grants. More than 70 moving animatronic dinosaurs are back at Gillette Stadium for the Jurassic Quest drive-through exhibit. The event runs through July 11th. The Jurassic Quest exhibit was so popular last year that 2 weeks were added to its original 10-day stay. The event costs $49 per car, and you have to sign up for an assigned time slot. Hours during the opening weekend were 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 9 Saturday, and 9 to 8 Sunday. Then the event moves to various hours Wednesday through Sunday. You can visit their website. Organizers say the exhibit is family-friendly and contactless. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were mixed on Friday. The Dow was up 237. The NASDAQ dropped 9. The S&P rose 14. Asian stocks are lower today. The dollar fell. The euro was down. Oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox sweep the Yankees with a 9-2 victory yesterday. They welcome the Royals to Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, hazy, hot, and humid. The high of 96, but a heat index of about 100 degrees. Stuffy tonight, low 73. More of the same tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, high of 97. Wednesday, hazy, hot, and humid, high 95. Things will start to break on Thursday with some scattered thunderstorms and a high Thursday near 90. The boater today waves about 2 feet. Southwesterly winds will gust to 25 knots. High tide at 3:15 p.m. Sunrise at 5:09, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, June 28th.